Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears podcast produced by Terrier TV. I am Alligator Rob. Cindy, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, I'm a little fancied up today for a change. Maybe I'm always kind of sort of fancy.
We were questioning that.
Well, it's Florida casual if you wear flip-flops along with it, right? You can be as fancy as you want up top, but you're casual on the bottom, so...
I think that's the rule.
I think that's a fair assessment of the situation. Mr. Curtis, how are you doing?
Okay.
That is a very fancy shirt you have going on
there,
Mr. Curtis.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's more of a Florida outdoor thing, but yeah. You there, I mean, what did you do? Get an award today? What happened?
I gave awards away. We had chapel for the different spring sports at Maryland Christian, and they asked me to be there and give the awards to the football team that I'd been coaching, still coaching. We had a game yesterday that we blew the other team out. It was great. And then we have a game Saturday. And then I think if we win that game, we go to some sort of tournament of some sort.
Okay, so you were MC Rob.
No, only for a second. There was actually an MC that called me up to kind of give superlatives.
Okay, and then you presented your stuff.
The superlatives, yes.
Okay.
Which the kids now call Slurpees for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure how superlatives got turned into Slurpees, but it's a whole different story.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys ready to jump into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we are joined today by Mr. Romeo Crouch. Howdy, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing my best to keep up with you. You know, on the tire, I wasn't aware that I had to bring my
There's
game
not
today,
a dress code.
No, you can never tell how any of us are going to dress up here. I mean, I literally don't have shoes on right now, so we're doing all right.
I'm doing my best. Here we go.
So you grew up here in Titusville, yeah?
I did.
Tell us about that.
So I grew up in Titusville right there at a parish hospital. Until about 7 years old, 6, 7, then I moved up to North Carolina, Western North Carolina. I live a little west of Asheville, North Carolina, and I lived there for about 6, 7 years. And then I made my way back to Florida. You know, the weather's better, so yeah. I came back to Florida, joined Jackson Middle School, and then I was off here to Titusville High School.
Wow, memories. Jackson Middle School memories.
Yeah,
that was a while ago. Holy moly. So tell us about your time here at Titusville High School.
Titusville High School was awesome. I really don't have anything bad to say. Basketball-wise, Coach Bainbridge was awesome. You know, he made my experience really well. We had some really good years. Academically, I did pretty well. I'm not going to say professors, but all of my teachers, you know, they helped me through, and I graduated with honors. It was an awesome experience. Made a lot of cool friends I still have today. So
that's,
and I got to meet Mr. Curtis there. So.
As one of his teachers, I will tell you that, yes, he did do a very good job. Yeah, and he was part of our Terrier TV show.
You have any good Romeo stories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I did tell the one before, and I will. Romeo, we were doing a live show. We do a morning announcement show, and Romeo was doing, he was one of the anchors, and for some reason, the teleprompter just stopped. And usually people panic when that happens. But no, Romeo didn't. He just, he picked up the script, didn't miss a beat, kept right on going. And it was probably 6 years ago, and I still remember it. Still remember it because it was an awesome moment that you had that kind of composure to do that. It was really good.
Thank you, appreciate that.
So, did you know early on that basketball was going to be your thing? Is that kind of been since Jackson been your jam?
Yeah. So actually, my seventh grade year, my first year at Jackson, I didn't play basketball at all. And then my eighth grade year, my dad, you know, asked me if I wanted to go out and play for the team because I was playing with some of the guys that were already on the team and I did pretty well against them. And I was like, all right, so I'll go out and I'll try out, see what I got. Eighth grade year, I played, did okay. I wasn't good by no means, but, you know, I was a really hard worker. You know, that's something that I've always kept up with. But since that moment, I would say I went to high school and then AAU. Coach Jamel Daniels, he pushed me a long way. But when I got to high school, that's when I really decided, like, basketball is for me. Like, I think I can make a run in this.
So now that you've spent this much time playing the game, right, you haven't made it to the pro side yet. It's looking like you're probably going to go there. What is it you enjoy the most about the game of basketball?
I think it's just the ability to grow and to compete. I have that inside of me. Like, if I'm not playing basketball, I got to have something I can compete in. you know, and it's just that side of me that I can't let it go. And basketball is my way to channel it in a positive way. So, yeah, it's been good for me.
Did you have any other sports you played in high school?
Yeah, I played football my sophomore year in high school. I got convinced to do that. I did it for 1 year. I promised someone I'd give it a shot. I gave it a shot. It wasn't my thing, but yeah, it was good memory as well, but it wasn't my thing. So
yeah, those are two very different sports.
Yeah.
Other than both including a ball, they're two very different sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two different animals. So what are your other hobbies other than basketball?
Well, I like to go by the pool, the beach. I like relaxing. You know, Florida, that's why I came back. So I like that. I like video games.
What do you play?
I knew that would get
now
interest.
I can talk.
The interest is in.
Yeah, so I mean, right now I'd like to play Call of Duty.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Xbox, another way for
me to PlayStation. Yeah, it's just another way for me to compete, you know, when I'm not playing basketball. Yeah, so that, and then I'm a Christian. I like to stay in my Bible. I like to have a little study group, Bible study group that I stick with. So those are some of my hobbies.
So yeah, since you opened it up, tell us about your faith and what role that has in your life.
Yeah, so my faith has been the most important thing to me. It's changed my entire life, my perspective on the world, and how I view it, you know, the way I treat people. It's really just, I mean, I was a good guy in high school, but I feel like I'm an even better person, not to brag on myself, but I feel like Jesus has actually turned me into this man that I'm supposed to be in this world, and he's really guiding my steps, and with that, I just have no worries. I can really walk comfortably.
There you go. What put you on the path?
Well, it was, I was in college and I was really just living the party lifestyle, really just losing myself, you know, following the crowd. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, I'm not a follower, I'm a leader. And with that, I went back to my faith. I've always been a Christian, but I feel like I stepped away from it for a little while. And when I got back onto it and I got saved again, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's epic. Glad to hear it, buddy. So what keeps you, sports in general are a hard thing to keep motivated, you know, to keep yourself motivated and going. It's it's nonstop training, nonstop going. Mm-hmm. What's your major motivation that keeps you going every day?
Yeah, so it's not even about money or success or anything like that. It's just that I have a big role in this world when it comes to being an example. And I feel like I can be an example through basketball, but for my family, you know, I want my family to be in a better position than I was when I grew up. So I want to be an example to my kids and my kids' kids and everyone. So I'm breaking generational curses every day. So that's really my journey and my goal, my motivation.
And how important for those kids to be able to hear you come here and say, yeah, my first year I wasn't good. I was not that good, but I kept working hard. Now look at you. You're going to be in the NBA. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to kids, I would say it's not about where you start, but it's that process. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just get 1% better every day, you know, you're going to be exactly where you need to be.
Now I'm interested because when you were in class and you were going to go to Presbyterian, in Clinton, South Carolina. Oh, and wow. By the way, I would spend my summers, I drive by that exit and I think of you. And it's like, that's where Romeo is. And actually, Coach Bain and I were trying to come up with a game during Christmas that we could drive up there, mm-hmm, and go see you. And it just never worked out. And I know you had your heart set on Division I, and that's what you wanted to do. But then second year, you changed. What was your thinking there? I mean, it worked out great for you.
So, I mean, you could probably, you can attest to it. Like, I was here, you live in the flesh when I committed and everything. You can see the excitement on my face. And the excitement was there. I went Division I, went to Presbyterian College. It was awesome. I did 2 years. And it was a good experience. But then we did so well that my coaches actually left and went to a bigger program. And with that, it made me homesick because my dad got in a couple car accidents. He was struggling a little bit. My mom moved back to Florida. She was in Western North Carolina, and she moved to Florida. So I was like, all right, I'm in South Carolina. She's not here anymore. She's going back to Florida. My coaches have left. So I was like, all right, this is my opportunity to go closer to home. So with that, I opened up my recruiting. Embry Riddle reached out to me, Coach Kelly. He was actually the first guy to give me a college scholarship, but I passed him up because I wanted to go D1. Mm-hmm. So he called me back, you know, he said, just give us a try because they're D1. I mean, a D2. So he said, just give us a visit, just give it, test us out, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you know, whatever, but at least you gave it a shot. So I took the visit. It was the best thing, best visit. I don't know why I didn't take a visit to begin with, but it was an awesome visit, and I committed right
on the
spot.
It was the time,
yeah,
you know?
It was timing for sure. Yeah. And I get asked this a lot, like, do you regret, like, not going in Marutl first? And absolutely not. Like, I learned so much going to Presbyterian. Like, if I would have went through Embry-Riddle to start with, maybe I would have been 4 years down the road saying, oh, I could have went D1. I could have did this. I could have did that. No, like, I did it.
Yeah, you have no regrets now.
Yeah, I know the grass isn't greener. Like, I can be able to say that firsthand. And I went Division II, and I'm very happy for it.
You got to trust the process.
Absolutely.
It happens the way it does for a reason. So, what, you know, you have this kind of platform now. You're fixing to have a platform, whether you realize you do or not. What are your passions or causes you see yourself supporting?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy you say that, platform. Like, man, I never thought that I would have a platform.
It's coming, buddy.
That is absolutely wild to me. In high school, I did not think anything. I wouldn't think a pro. I didn't think like that. I was thinking just college, just next step. Now I'm at that next step, which is pro and having a platform. But back to my reason for playing is to be an example. So I feel like my goal is to really be an example and help kids that are younger than me, coming from small cities like Titusville, all in this entire county, you know, struggles with not having enough leaders and enough examples, mentors to follow, especially in sports. But even outside of sports, you know, I want to be an example and I want to be able to help those kids, you know, take that next step in life.
That's about as important as it gets. It's about as important as it gets. So let's play a what if for a second. If there was no basketball in your life, what would you be doing right now?
I think about that sometimes.
I hate playing what if, so I'm sorry to do that to you.
What if I probably would have been in the military?
Okay.
Wow.
I did do ROTC when I was at Titusville my freshman and sophomore year. I did it because just extra credit, or I don't know. It was something like I could have took this class, which I didn't like, or I could have did ROTC and dressed up every Thursday or whatever it was. But I decided to go the ROTC route because it was different, you know. And there was none of my friends did ROTC. I was the only one. But that was the route I was going to do. I was going to do 4 years of ROTC, and then I was going to jump right into trying to be an officer and getting school paid for. Like, I had it all mapped out, and then I got good at basketball, so it changed.
There, for a lot of students, that is a great option to have open to you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's that there's so many benefits to doing that. So there's nothing wrong with giving yourself options. That's good. You did both.
Absolutely.
Looking down the line, you know, let's say we're looking down the line 15 years from now, and you know you've had a successful career. What do you see yourself doing after basketball?
Well, 15 years from now, I'm a business student right now, marketing. So marketing sales is what I want to get into, specifically real estate. I've been trying to make some connections in the pharmaceutical world with medical devices and pharmaceutical sales.
Wow.
So that's the route I kind of want to take, you know, as of right now. But 15 years down the road, you never know. But right now, that's the vision I see.
Embry-Riddle is a pretty serious school of people, lots of very large brains, very smart people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a school known for its
a lot of engineers, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Indeed. What's it like going to school there?
Yeah, so there's a lot of smart people on my team, you know. On my team I have a guy who's just got he's getting a master's in business, but his undergrad was in engineering, and now he's going to go get another master's in engineering. Like, it's unbelievable stuff, and I'm just a business student trying to get my undergrad.
Don't say just a business student.
You are not just a business student.
That's how I feel. I feel puny when I at this school because there's so many smart, intelligent people. But
you're there
for
a reason because you fit in.
Exactly. Like, I know I fit in now. When I was a freshman, sophomore, I didn't think I fit in, but I know it now. I've proven multiple times. So I'm going to graduate with honors in college as well. So, like,
that's epic.
I've done everything that everyone else at my school has done, and It's been great, though, but it pushes me because everyone in my school is very different from me, and where I come from, none of them are like that, so it pushes me.
So tell us a basketball story. Tell us a crazy basketball story.
Like on the court or like,
either way. I'm sure you've got some.
One of my favorite ones, it happened this year. It was it was down in St. Leo. It's the first half of the season. We were probably losing by 9 points. With about a minute 10 on the clock, and We got a couple turnovers, but it comes down to this last like 10 seconds or 15 seconds. We got down the court. They fouled me, went on the sideline to inbound the ball. We had one more foul to get. They had one more foul to give or something like that. They fouled me, went on the sideline. I inbounded it to my teammate. He threw it right back to me, hit a quick shot, and it put us down 2 points. But this now, we're talking 4 seconds on the clock. So we're down 2 points, 4 seconds. We're down 2 points, 4 seconds on the clock. They're inbounding underneath their goal, trying to go the distance. And I knew in my head that I had to either foul somebody or get a steal. So we're doing face guarding. I'm at half court, and one of their guys breaks loose. He goes to the opposite, not the opposite, but the far side of the court. And I chase him down. And when I get to him, I steal the ball from him. He fouls me. And now I'm going to the free throw line. I hit 2 free throws to push it to overtime as time expires. And then we go in overtime and we win. And that was probably one of my more cool stories of basketball.
Everything yeah, that's else, like a Disney movie.
That's a lot of things awesome. Happening at once.
Everything else was pretty consistent. I did pretty much the same thing every game. You know, and that's been my makeup all year. But that was one of the more cool stories that, you know, dramatic things, you know.
So you're a guard, yeah?
I'm a point guard, correct.
So tell us, there's many different types of point guards. Tell us about your style of play and how that all fits into what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a scoring point guard. Okay. So to bring that's like a Steph Curry, a Damian Lillard. A lot of the point guards you see today in the NBA, they can all score the ball, but it's not a traditional point guard where all he does is pass and set up his teammates. I do that as well, but I'm on the court and I know I can score. I help my team in scoring. So I try to do everything from rebounding to steals to, you know, passing and shooting and everything, but I'm a scoring point guard basically.
So are you a 3-point shooter? Do you drive the ball? What do you do?
So I mean, my superpower is I'm a shooter. I'm a very good shooter. That's gonna carry me through my career. As long as I can keep that going and get better at that, I'm gonna have a long career. So
that's a talent either you have or you don't have,
Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like speed. Yeah. You can't teach speed either, so that's a good thing. You guys want to jump into some trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it trivia o'clock? I think I got some trivia that you guys, that Mr. Curtis is going to be able to help you with, too, on top of that. So I tried to set you guys up.
Oh, okay.
Cindy, we're not going to know.
Whenever he says that,
we're not
going to
know
good.
Anything, Cindy.
Yeah,
so
I'll just set this one out.
I'm not
going to
know anything.
No.
It's going to be basketball themed, I can guess.
What is it? What's it going to be? Yeah. Is it basketball trivia?
Kind of, sort of. It's okay. Orlando Magic trivia.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know anything about the Magic, man.
You'll know these questions.
Okay.
I'm giving you guys credit. You'll know these questions.
Okay.
You won't. Maybe you won't. Who knows? And I like to always hold the questions up so Mr. Curtis can't see them.
Yes, because he thinks that somehow I can read. I can read that.
Oh,
Lord. Realize I'm a very old man.
The truth of it is I'm getting to the point where I need glasses myself now, so I have to hold it up to be able to see it on my own, which is terrible to say that.
You're going to get to the point, Frank, where your arms aren't going to be long enough.
Have you seen these arms, Mr. Curtis?
I'm telling you, you may think that they're long, but it's going to be.
That's comical. All right. Number one, who is the only NBA player to win Sixth Man of the Year and Most Improved Player in the same season? Mm. Cindy, you 100% know this.
Yeah.
It was the 1998-1999 season, and it was a Magic player.
Penny Hardaway.
That's an excellent guess, but no.
But it's wrong.
Yeah, that's an excellent guess.
Oh, Sixth Man?
Yep, Sixth Man.
That's where you lose me.
It was a point guard, too.
Oh.
It was a point guard as well.
I let Romeo eat
the end. No, the wheels are turning, but
Scott Skiles?
That's a great guess, but no.
Also wrong.
Golly. Yep. Okay.
I think Skiles was a starter at that point.
Yeah, I think he was, too. Yeah. That's why I wasn't sure. Don't know who was the
second. Anybody in there know? Wow, she
Tara
nailed it.
Knows.
She nailed it right off the bat. Daryl Armstrong.
Oh okay.
Wow. Look at that. Yep. She knows where she knows what's going on.
She's here to help.
Yep. Hey. By all means, if you know him, yell him out. That was pretty good. Number two, what year was the Magic founded?
91.
You're very close.
Really? I thought they were older than that.
No,
they're pretty
new in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, they are. 89?
It was 1989. See, okay. I left it up where you could see it, and you cheated, didn't you?
That's what it was, yeah. No, I'm thinking it happened about the time that my son was born.
Okay.
Because I remember taking him to a Magic game when he was young. And there's nothing like, if you take a young kid to a basketball game, you can get into places that they'll never let you, because the little kid goes and they'll let him. The kid was, he got on the floor. Oh, and man. One of the magic dancers had to like lead him back to me. And it was like, okay, I can't believe you did it. Like,
what are you going to do? He's
yeah.
a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still remember being here in TV production and his kids running around as little kids. So that's, yeah. They're and then when I saw your son,
oh yeah.
When I saw your son not too long ago and he's as big as I am, that's kind of crazy. But
yeah, and he has two kids. Yeah.
That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Number three. Which Magic player holds the record for most assists in a single game? Mm. Also a point guard.
Is it Tracy?
It is not. I think he had one. He had 20 something in a game once.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Yep. She got this one again. Knew. Yep, she got this one again.
Who was it? What did
I Scott Skiles.
Again? That was Scott.
Yeah, that was Scott.
That Skiles. Was Scott.
Tearing it up. Tearing it up in there.
I'm just going to say now, Scott.
Now, yeah. Who does he's coaching now, isn't he?
He was. I don't know. Is he still a coach or no? No, I know he was a coach for a while.
Yeah, he was.
I forget who he coached. It was.
I remember seeing him after a game coming back out on the floor. And he had big old bags of ice taped to his knees because he was walking out to do a post-game interview. And he had his knees all iced.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And this was like, I mean, early, still kind of early in his career, but he was, I guess, you know, the NBA is a long season. That's got to be tough on a body.
It's got to be. It's a tough game on your body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I played some basketball back in the day. It was a long time ago.
But I think that's one of the differences between going from the college game to the pro game. I mean, you know, in the college game, how many games a season do you play?
I played probably 33 games this past year.
Yeah. And so, and then in the NBA, what are they, 80 something?
I think it's 82.
Yeah, yeah, and so it's just, it's incredible, the difference. I mean, the season's longer, it stretches out.
And that's
longer.
Without postseason.
Yeah, and that's without postseason, yeah.
Very interesting. All right, number four.
Okay.
Number four. Who is the only player to lead the league in blocks and rebounding in the same season?
Shaquille O'Neal.
He actually did it twice.
Dwight Howard.
It was Dwight Howard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Dwight Howard.
I thought first it was going to be Shaq. I was going to go with you.
That's a great guess.
It's one of the two. Honestly.
Yeah, when it has to be one of the two.
When I was writing that, honest to goodness, I thought it was going to be somebody crazy like Bo Outlaw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I got one right.
That was good. Number five. Which player holds the franchise record for most points in a game with 62?
Now can I say Penny Hardaway? Still not
him. He was number two.
So,
yep.
Is it Tracy?
It is Tracy McGrady. Yep, Tracy McGrady. Okay. And, okay, last but not least, number six. Who was the Magic's first draft pick?
First.
I'll give you a hint. There was a time in the playoffs where he was guarding Michael Jordan one-on-one. And actually...
Oh, I know this.
Thing. Actually... Did a really, really good job.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
No, yeah. He was
a
tough
really good
Michael.
Job.
Yep. Very tough. You're talking Nick Anderson.
Nick Anderson, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, indeed.
Yep.
That's yeah, he all didn't quite shut him down, but I mean, put it on him. Put
That's
it on him pretty
Jordan,
hard.
Though. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Old Michael Jordan. Old MJ.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was a little too young for those days, but.
Good times. Good times. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
We wish you nothing but the best of luck in your career and your future endeavors, and you're welcome here anytime.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, keep us posted. Yeah, we want to hear what's going on.
Yep.
All right.
Before, I don't know if I should ask this. This might be a question I shouldn't ask.
Ask it.
What's your dream team? What's the team you hope to one day play for?
Dream team.
That was a great question.
I would love to stay in Florida, so I would definitely say the Magic. Yeah. I would love to play for the Magic.
We're putting that in the universe for you.
Thank
you. Orlando Magic?
Orlando Magic, hit me up.
Give him a buzz.
Here we go.
Thank you again. All right, guys. Is there anything else interesting going on? I'm trying to think if we have anything interesting going on. I have a program coming up on May the 22nd. It's not actually next week this time, so I can I don't have to make sure this episode airs before that.
Well,
normally, before I don't think to say it until like the week before, and they're not going to air until the week after, and I'm always trying to give people the mental vibes. So yeah, May the 22nd at the Enchanted Forest in Titusville, which is a Sunday, at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a reptile program. So all the critters will be there, and you know, and some snakes too.
That's not my. See, I'm not good with that stuff.
No, definitely not.
It's all what you get. So she says, and then last week she was playing with snakes. Week before.
No, no. Last week he brought snakes. There's a difference.
Yeah, he brought snakes.
And you did. You did hold one.
I lightly touched one that was like 3 inches big. If that counts as
it does, it counts. Yeah, okay. We'll give you the credit.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next time. Bye bye.